Hey, Carm Capriotto here with episode 440. You know, as an aftermarket professional, you know that a car collects data as you drive. But who owns that data? The car manufacturer does, and you need to be concerned about that. I'm talking to Bill Hanvey, President and CEO of the Auto Care Association, about that and more.
Nearly 3 in 4 people have no idea that their car is transmitting data. And they have no idea that they really have no control over that data in terms of where it goes, and especially the data that's being transmitted.
Welcome, aftermarketers, to Remarkable Results Radio. Listen to learn just one thing from today's episode on your journey to remarkable results. Bill Hanvey and I got into some very important issues that you must be concerned with. Your engagement is critical and necessary to learn all you can about data ownership and how it will affect you and your business. Some say that data is the world's most powerful resource. Hey, I'm proud to partner with Apex. You know, even in this technology-driven world, nothing beats the face-to-face meetings that I've had at Apex. Now, I know that you will value what you learn and take away at Apex, and the issues Bill and I will talk about today will be front and center at Apex. Now, plan now to attend. It's the perfect time to commit to go to Apex, November 5th through the 7th, 2019, at the Sands Expo in Las Vegas. Now, if you earn your living in the aftermarket, Apex is for you. Biggest of its kind. For information, visit aapexshow.com. Registration's open now. See you there. Engaging in the Aftermarket's premier podcast gives you the necessary knowledge of current events in the aftermarket's universe. Stay ahead of the curve with over 500 influential episodes that allow you to become better than you were yesterday. Hear your industry colleagues discuss all things automotive aftermarket. Find the key talking points of this episode at remarkableresults.biz/E440. Today I'm with Bill Hanvey, who is the president and CEO of the Auto Care Association. Now, Bill is engaging the automotive aftermarket to get involved in letting your legislators know the issue about vehicle data ownership. Data is flowing like a breached levee to cloud servers owned by the manufacturer. In a very clear New York Times op-ed that you probably already read, titled "Your Car Knows When You Gain Weight," Bill pointed out why data ownership needs to be in the hands of the vehicle owner. If not, your livelihood will very possibly be affected for generations to come. This is a must listen. Please share this. Hey, warm welcome to Bill Hanvey, President and CEO of the Auto Care Association. Hello, Bill.
Carm, always a pleasure.
Same here, man. Glad to have you back. You and Bill Long did a great episode with me, I think 2 years ago at Apex.
It was, yeah.
It was episode 274. We skipped last year, but somehow I got to figure out how to get you back at Apex, and I got to book you, I think, now, because you guys are
right.
So busy.
Let's get on the ticket. Yeah, we're ready.
You know, how cool is that? You know, before we even get into all this really cool stuff about what you're working on at AutoCare, congrats on the keynote speaker at Apex this year.
Great catch. So President George Bush will be there.
Yeah.
And we are selling tables and they are going fast. We want to make that opening session a celebration of our industry. And we want to elevate, you know, the way that we bring that to market. We want people to feel proud of the market that we live and breathe and work in. And what better way to really than to have a former president on stage to welcome everybody to the show.
That ticket will be scalped up on the boulevard, I'm sure.
I know, right?
That's really great. Hey, you know, you've been making some great noise in the industry, not only inside the industry, but out, telling the story of vehicle data ownership.
Yes.
Are you surprised by how many did or didn't know what's going on with that?
It confirmed our research to say that not many people are aware of what's going on and really what their vehicle does and doesn't do in terms of data sharing. And, you know, I always like to say, you know, I go to a neighborhood barbecue or a cocktail party, and I'm the most boring guy there because I'm like, hey, do you know that your car transmits data? And the poor soul that's listening to me, well, I had no idea. I'm like, well, let me tell you. But, you know, it really confirmed the research that we did. And the research was that nearly 3 in 4 people have no idea that their car is transmitting data. They have no idea that they really have no control over that data in terms of where it goes, and especially the data that's being transmitted. So when they are made aware, overwhelmingly more than 90% of the consumers say, well, I want to control the data. I want to be able to say where that data goes. And so it's a matter of us as an industry, number one, making the consumer aware, and then number two, turning that consumer into an activist to say that I want my local shop to be able to access that data, just like the dealerships.
Let me sit here as a consumer. Let me sit here as a just someone.
And
I
you
know.
Are.
I have data.
Right. Yeah, you are.
I have data. And so why? Why are we fighting for access? What's going on in Washington with your great leadership people there? Why is this an issue that should be ahead of us? It should be behind us.
Well, you would think so. With our initial right to repair that was passed in Massachusetts in 2013, we signed an MOU with the car dealers to make that a nationwide program where you could have the same access through the OBD2 port as a dealership. Well, what was left out of the equation was telematic data, which is data that's transmitted wirelessly. So now, by 2022, 87% of the new vehicles are going to be transmitting data wirelessly. So now it's time for us to go back to Massachusetts and get the telematics data included in terms of the same access as we do on the OBD2 port. So we're really approaching it a couple of different ways, Carm. And number one is we have legislation queued up in Massachusetts to amend the original Right to Repair Act to include telematics data. So that is legislation. We're also pursuing a ballot question, should that be necessary, for the voters to be able to actually vote in a voting booth in Massachusetts for the same initiative, should the legislation not go through. So it's really kind of a dual path. And the ballot question is kind of our fallback in terms of if the legislation does not go through.
That's smart. Wow.
Yeah. And that's the path that we pursued originally for Right to Repair in Massachusetts. We didn't need the ballot question because the legislation was approved. However, it was too late to pull the ballot question. So people did vote on that, and 86% of the voters in Massachusetts approved the original Right to Repair Act, which is why we're back in Massachusetts, because that Right to Repair brand has such a resonating call to action to the consumers in Massachusetts.
What's the pulse of the politicians up there?
66 sponsors of the bill. We figure we need about 100 to be absolutely positively sure that that will get passed. And, you know, we have a very good lobbyist in Massachusetts who helped us on the original Right to Repair Act. They have their finger on the pulse of the legislators in Massachusetts, so we're pretty confident that that's going to pass. However, you know, the automakers are obviously hard at work trying to thwart that. They're probably approaching a leadership in Massachusetts to pull that off the bill. And so we know we're in for a fight, but we are well positioned with the consumers of Massachusetts to get it done.
Good to hear. Thanks for all the effort. I hope the industry appreciates what you guys are doing up there, guys and gals are doing up there. But will this ever one day then just be a state-by-state thing, or the federal government going to get involved?
So as I mentioned, the original Right to Repair, we created an MOU for the car makers nationally. We would certainly expect the same thing to occur when the legislation gets passed in Massachusetts. But we're also pursuing a federal path too, Carm, because right now the whole data privacy and data control issue not only affects the automotive industry, but it affects car dealerships, consumer action leagues, bus fleets, all of whom want to be able to access this data, either the bus makers or the truck makers or the automakers are preventing their different constituents from accessing the data. So we have a nice coalition federally called the U.S. Vehicle Data Access Coalition. And we are in the process of drafting legislation and acquiring a sponsor for the bill federally. And we know that at some point we have to attack this federally, just as Europe did on the GDPR. We know that there's some type of legislation coming from the federal side, and we want to make sure that we're at the table for that.
What can the independent automotive aftermarket do to help you?
Great question, and I have a great answer for that, and that is get involved and let your legislators know the issue that is in front of us. If you're a business owner, whether you're an independent repair facility, whether you're a jobber, or whether you're a WD, or whether you're a parts manufacturer, create a relationship with your congressperson. Have that congressperson visit your place of business. That is the most impactful way that our legislators can hear your story. And you pay taxes. You know, you create jobs within the and you vote, and your employees vote. And that really, Carm, is the best way. And, you know, as an American, it's one thing to do your civic duty by voting. It's also your civic duty to become involved in the political process. And that's the best way for our industry really to become engaged.
And I believe it's easier than ever to be able to write your legislature today, because don't you guys have some websites where you can literally discover, find out, click and write and send?
Yep. If you go to the autocare.org website under the government affairs section, telematics, you can sign a petition. We also encourage our industry to go to that website as well, or yourcaryourdata.org. That's yourcaryourdata.org. And then from those two websites, either one, you can download information to use to educate your employees or your customers about the threats of the lack of data access.
Well, this sounds great. I think there are a few call to actions here that I'm going to be sure that these websites, the yourcaryourdata.org and, of course, the AutoCare, is all in the show notes page for this episode with you. We'll try to get this published as soon as we possibly can. Hey, Carm here. Now, you know I attend Apex in Las Vegas each year. It's my must-attend show for one simple reason. It keeps me up to date on everything in the global automotive aftermarket industry. At Apex, I see, touch, and compare the latest new tools and equipment in the industry. I learn how new technology is affecting independent repair shops. I sit in on advanced training sessions on underhood service and alternative fuel vehicles. And so important, I network with others facing the same opportunities and challenges. I know many of you are shop owners, managers, or technicians. I also know going to Apex means time away from your business. But I simply don't know how you can stay ahead of the huge transformation and changes taking place in the industry without attending Apex. Hey, make Apex your must-attend show. The dates are Tuesday, November 5th through Thursday, November 7th at the Sands Expo in Las Vegas. Registration, it's only $40, and it only takes a few minutes. Go to aapexshow.com. Give me a timeline. Look out. Is this a, you know, half a year, or 1 year, 2 year project? What do you see?
So from an education standpoint, Carm, it starts today. And we have a multi-million dollar educational campaign beginning to take place for the industry and for the consumer to activate our industry and to activate the consumer. Obviously, we want them to visit the website, but that's the activation in terms of the education. From an advocacy standpoint, we feel that by fall of 2020, the legislation will either have been passed in Massachusetts or the ballot question will be contained on the November of 2020 election bid in Massachusetts. So it's a 2-year process. Obviously, that's been taking place much further along. But 2 year period, fall of 2020 is when the rubber hits the road.
Glad to hear it. You know, a few minutes ago you said you go to a barbecue or, you know, a local event, and you'd be kind of the guy that is talking about data. And so are you kind of wearing like a geek hat today?
Oh, every day. Every day.
And why I say that is that you've got to be the most popular guy at parties anymore because of that op-ed article you wrote for the New York Times.
That really helped elevate our position. You know, that was a result of good teamwork. You know, obviously my name was on it, but I want to give full credit to my team who also participated in that, helped get it placed. And really to the New York Times, too, for taking a stand to allow something like that to be published. There were more than 280 opinions related to that article itself. So comments, 280 comments. And right now we're mining those comments to see the sentiment of the comments that were made regarding the article.
Where is it laying here? Is it
overwhelmingly in our favor?
Yeah, okay, great.
Overwhelmingly in our favor.
I will try to post in your show notes page a link to that article. And the title is a showstopper.
Right. And the title was, you know, your car knows how much weight you gain. And what a lot of people don't know is, okay, your biometrics are being transmitted, your start, stop, your geolocation, how fast you drive, your braking habits. So all that type of data is being aggregated and could be very possibly sold by the automakers on the open market. And that's another thing that consumers are very unaware of. And our whole issue is, okay, you know, you're selling data and you're not allowing access to data from the consumer who they want to have access to the data. So if I'm a consumer, I want my local shop on the corner of Elm and Main to access the data. They're not allowed to access that, but yet you're selling that data on the open market.
Yeah, wow. So the car knows I gained 20 pounds, and all of a sudden now I start seeing Facebook ads for diet programs.
Mm. Very well happen.
Oh, boy.
Jenny Craig or
oh,
Weight Watchers or...
It is frightening because this word data, whatever it means, my God, it's kind of all-encompassing in so much of everything that we do. I've got one of those little Google Home things, and I'm afraid to say anything.
Well, and there was an article, part of that data privacy series in the New York Times about those devices, how they record your conversations. And if you're using a Bluetooth in the car, same thing.
So Apex is a few months away. The really cool thing about Apex 2019 or any Apex is just the dialogue, the buzz, the conversation that goes on, the networking. I know telematics vehicle data is going to be there. Are we going to be talking at all about tariffs and trade, do you think?
We talk about that every day too, Carm. When you put your budgets together, you always try and budget a little something for that unexpected thing to happen. Tariffs were the unexpected budget line item in the Auto Care Association this year. Little did we know how much time that we would be spending on tariffs, whether, you know, it's 232 or 301s, or it certainly will affect the consumer. And, you know, our message is that this is not a tax on China or Mexico or Europe. It's a tax on the American consumer. If you take a look at brake rotors, that's 87% of the brake rotors are manufactured in China and imported to the U.S. So if you're a consumer and there's a 25% tariff on top of that, and potentially another 25% if the National Security 232 tariffs are enacted, you know, that you could see just a pair of brake rotors going from $180 to $420. So if you're a single mother of two and you need to get your brakes done, you know, you could more than double the cost of a brake job. And that's a tax on the American consumer.
Is this going to get solved or resolved before we get to Apex, do you think?
We are hoping so. You know, we're hoping that we get China back to the table. And look, there are some legitimate concerns that our administration is fighting for in terms of intellectual property. We completely agree with that. Fair living wage with our trading partners, that's critical. It's a matter of time to be able to get everybody back to the table. I can assure you that by November that's going to take place. The Mexico tariffs that were just recently announced last week were a complete surprise to us, because the we thought we were headed down the path of USMCA to replace NAFTA. This does not help them, the administration, to sell USMCA any better. Again, it's a tax on the American consumer.
Interesting times, Bill. Interesting times. The seismic shift in e-commerce. We've talked about it on the show.
Yeah.
And the big thing that's affecting that our independent service professionals is the transparency in pricing and the ease of availability to find out what things cost, and then the profits that need to be actually earned. So there's such an interesting shift going on. How do you see it all shaping up?
Our association standpoint is that that e-commerce, whether it's through an Amazon or an eBay or through what we call e-procurement. So if you're a distributor and the shop is ordering parts online through your portal, either way, it's a great way to establish a relationship with your customer. Those customer relationships are changing. It's electronic now. We did some research that showed greater than 80% of the DIY purchases that are made at a store are researched first online. So people are coming into the stores now to ask for specific brands. So it's really a great opportunity for our whole industry to create a better relationship with the customer, provide fitment instructions or installation instructions, why your product is better than the next. So I think it's really exciting, Carm, in terms of now you're relying upon yourself to be able to tell a consumer why your product is better than your competitors.
No doubt that the service professional needs to step to the plate, provide a lot more value than they ever have. And I think some changes in some business models. We've been chatting about a couple of different ways to do business because of the availability of pricing that's out there. And I don't want to get into it in too much of a detail right now. Now, finally, Bill, the industry is consolidating like crazy. You continue to see that?
Absolutely. And from the supplier standpoint, we've seen some major consolidations this year. Distribution point, we've seen some major consolidations this year. And so what's next? It would be on the service provider side. So that's going to be an interesting development. It's not going away. The big are going to get bigger. And for the smaller distributor or manufacturer, there is certainly an opportunity for you to elevate yourself in terms of your value that you bring to the industry. So it's going to continue, and it's just a matter of when it stops or where it stops. And it's fascinating.
No, it's not going to stop.
No, definitely not. And Apex is different every year, and that's why it's different every year.
You said something great. I mean, it's really an exciting time running a great business. Average shop owner, 55 plus years old.
Yes.
Start planning right, run a great business, build your financial statement right. And I just think that inertia of consolidation and opportunity will be there not only for the person who wants to acquire, but for the seller.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. Agreed completely.
Tell our audience why they should go to Apex this year.
You need to go to Apex because it is the highlight of our industry. And you would be missed if you're not there. The technology that you're going to see this year is incremental to what you saw last year. We're very happy about that. And we want to emphasize to the supplier or the exhibitor community, bring your latest technology to Apex. Share it with the world. It's not necessarily something that you have to show at CES versus Apex. Show it at both shows. Bring it to us. And be proud of the industry that you're part of. And network, it's still a people business, Carm, as you well know. And Apex is where you see the people. And
great catching up with you. I know you've been traveling the world and taking your soapbox with you, which is what you should be doing.
Yeah.
So thanks for being here. Bill Hanvey, President and CEO of the Auto Care Association, for the update, for all the stuff that's going on and all the things that we need to get behind. Thanks, Bill.
Arm, it's always a pleasure. And thank you for the opportunity.
Thanks for being on board to listen and learn from the premier automotive aftermarket podcast. Until next time.